Friends, I've been asked to make tape on how to use the common herbs. And so I'm kind of thinking about making the tape on that, in that line. But now remember that if you use the herbs, they're not a medicine. They're actually a food, or we rather call them a vegetable. They were made, when God made the world, He made everything in the world, under the ground and on top of the ground, before He ever created man. But when He decided that He would create man, He said the world, He was happy with it. Everything is pleased. And the only thing, the mistake He ever made was when He made man. But He took the dust and created man, and of course woman was created from man too. So therefore, the herbs that's growing in the field, which we may call them wheat or grass, or whatever you may want to call them, they're first cousins to us. We can't deny it, because we is made from the earth, and they were too. So therefore, don't take this as a doctor's prescription, because see your doctor, and whatever he tells you to do, if you think that he's helping you, well, stay with it. But if you take a notion to use some of the herbs, I'll guarantee if you use them according to direction, they will actually benefit you. If they don't, they won't run you down. So therefore, we're going to start out with one of the most common herbs that grows, which is the lovely peach tree. Now, the peach tree has been used ever since time. Back in the slave days, they had a book that had over 2,000 formulas to make medicine, and there's at least 50% of them that call for peach tree leaf. If you want to sleep at night or daytime, any other time, just take a handful of peach tree leaves or fill it in a teacup and put hot water over them and let it sit 5 or 10 minutes, and add sugar, honey, or whatever you may want to drink it plain. And by gosh, you'll go to sleep. If your kidneys bother you, you drink it night and morning or any time during the day, and for expected mothers, that morning sickness, boy, you drink the tea at night and morning and during the day, and you won't never have no more morning sickness. It kills the graveyard dead. And therefore, for rheumatism, arthritis, and for burns, and for making poultices, and also for internal bleeding, and all that, for cough syrup and things like that, you can make anything you want to out of the peach tree leaves or the bark. You go to the herb shop and get the capsules, and there is the bark, which is a whole lot more beneficial than the leaves. So that takes care of the peach tree leaves. You just boil them for about 10 or 15 minutes if you want to make more than just a teacup full. Take a handful of the leaves in a quart of water and boil them for about 20 minutes and strain it. And if you want to keep them for the winter, you dry them in the shade, put them in paper sacks or in fruit jars or something to keep the worms out, or just put them in a plastic bag and throw the green leaves in the freezer, and you'll have the green leaves all the time. So that takes care of the peach tree. And then another one of the most common herbs that we can get hold of is the dandelion. A dandelion has a beautiful yellow bloom on it in the spring, and when the bloom goes away, it looks like it's got a cotton top or something, and you can hit it and it'll fly all the way or everywhere, which is a seed. That's the way it's got a plant in the seed. So the dandelion, you can make a tea out of it. You can eat it raw, you can eat it cooked. It's good for sugar diabetes, it's good for blood pressure, it's good for to take off warts, the sap out of the root, or the leaves will take warts off and old age spots and things like that. It's just a wonderful plant to use. You use the whole plant, the root and the top, which is just wonderful for any kind of bleeding in the stomach, running off of the bowels, or diarrhea and things like that. You make a tea out of it and drink it. And also you can eat the greens just like turnip greens, or eat it like lettuce. It's just wonderful what it will do. And you gather the whole plant and dry it in the shade, and or you can get it most any time, only in real hard, cold, freezing weather. But anyway, that's the dandelion. And now we have another one, that's the chickweed. And the chickweed is one of the most wonderful plants that we have growing. It grows everywhere in the world. I was working in Duke University with Dr. Jane Philpotts, and she had been a botanist there for around 40 years. And we was working in her office 2 or 3 years ago. And so she says, Tommy, did the doctors ever tell you that the chickweed was the only plant grew everywhere in the world? I said, no, you know, doc, they ain't gonna tell me. I said, you're a botanist. But I said, these doctors don't believe in herbs. I said, if they would, there'd be a lot more people get well. But anyway, she said, well, it grows everywhere in the world. And said, now, you're not going to get lost. Of course, she knew the warden, because me and her students had rambled all over the mountains here and also in North Carolina, and never got me lost. But said, if you do, says, you just eat the chickweed till you get back before you can get something better. So she says it's got everything in it that the body needs. Well, it'll take the weight off, it'll improve your eyesight, it will take the fluid out of your system, and it makes a good tossed salad. You can take it in a capsule, make a tea out of it, or eat it raw, just any way, just so you get it in your system. And it'll take you lose weight without diet, and you don't have to. It kills the calories in your food. And it grows everywhere. It's a green plant, grows right low down on the ground. And if you have a strawberry bed, you fertilize it, good, the doggone stuff will take it. But anyhow, it's one of the most wonderful weeds that we have growing. And then the queen of the meadow is another wonderful plant. It grows in low places in the meadows and along creek banks and around the lakes and places like that. It has a purple stem, and it grew up as high as a tall man's head in good land. And it has blooms in July and August and September, along with the boneset and the hyssop. But it has a good smell. Where you go around, it's the old boy. It's just wonderful. And the Indians calls it meadow sweet, on account it has such a sweet smell. But you make a tea for sugar diabetes, for prostate gland trouble, for high blood pressure, for arthritic rheumatism, and gout. Oh boy, it's just wonderful what it'll do. And it's also wonderful for prostate gland trouble. It's astringent, and it draws that prostate gland where it don't choke the bladder down. So that's one. You take about a teacup full of the roots to a quart of water, boil them about 20 or 25 minutes and strain it, and then take about 2 tablespoonfuls of the tonic 3 or 4 times a day, and it's just wonderful what it will do. And then we have another one that's yellow dock. It grows everywhere. Of course, we've got several different kinds of dock. But some people call this sour dock, and some call it gnar dock. But we, the medical people, call it yellow dock because the roots are just as yellow as gold, and it makes one of the most wonderful kidney medicine. Finest iron, got more iron in it than any other plant that grows. And make a tea out of it, or take it in a capsule, or in a tablet, and it just improve your blood pressure. And it takes care of purifying your blood, and the Indians use it for treat cancer internal, and you can put it in grease, cooking oil, we recommend you use sunflower oil, but you don't have to, but just put it in cooking oil in the roots and fry them till they start popping. And when they start popping, you take the roots out, and you've got a salve that, or oil that will heal most any kind of a sore, and for poison ivy and poison oak and all that kind of thing, it's just wonderful what it will do. And you just dig the roots and dry them. Of course, you can use them green, but if you want to keep some of them dry, of course, you can get them anytime, winter or summer. It stays green most of the time. But anyway, you can make a tea out of it or take it in a capsule, get it at the herb shop. But anyway, just so you take it, buddy, it really does you good. Then we have another one. We got quite a number of different ones, but the boneset is one of the finest herbs in the world for the flu, the influenza, and any kind of a pain in the chest, or pleurisy and pneumonia and all that. You make a tea out of it or take it in a capsule, and it's the finest thing. It makes you sweat, and it sweats the impurity out of your blood, out of your system. And it done me more good. I had the double pneumonia or something here about 2 months ago, and that's the only thing that give me ease was a bone set in a capsule. But anyway, you take it, if you make it out of the leaves off of the bone set bush, weed, well, you just take a good handful of the leaves to a quart of water, boil it for about 20 or 25 minutes, and strain it, and then you can add sugar, honey, or whatever you want to, or just drink it straight. And boy, it's a sight what it'll do for you. It'll run fever down 100% faster than the aspirin tablet, and it don't have no after effect. So the boneset is really a good plant to have in the home, or you can just go to the herb shop and tell them you want boneset in a capsule, and you've got them, and you don't have to make no tea or anything like that. But anyway, that takes care of the boneset. Now we've got another one that's really popular, and we call it rat's fang. It's a little plant that grows in the woods, mostly in pine thickets, and it don't never get over 6 or 7 or 8 inches tall. And it has a beautiful bloom, white bloom, in this time in the spring of the year. It looks like a star, and it's about the size of a dime. And boy, it's a beautiful and got a good odor, but the plant is bitter, but it's stripy. It's got stripy leaves and grows all winter. Don't never die down. Don't make no difference how cold the weather is. It's out there. But it's the finest thing in the world for the kidney and the liver, and it's good for horses and mules. My dad was a horse trader, and by golly, he'd bring in old mules and horses that just barely could get around. I'd go out and get this here plant, and mother roasted in the stove, and we put it in feed for these here mules. And the first thing you know, them son of guns run away with you. It really give them the pep, you know. It improved their kidneys and so forth. But anyway, you take a teacup full of the herb to a quart of water, boil it about 20 or 25 minutes, and then strain it, and keep it in the refrigerator. And take a tablespoonful or 3 or so as often as needed. And it regulates your kidneys. And if you have down in your back or rheumatism and so on, it's just wonderful what it will do. And anybody can find it. It grows in the woods and most places in the pine thickets. So that takes care of that one. And now we got a plant that we love to talk about. It's called bugleweed. It's a kind of a purple-looking plant. It grows along the water, along the lakes and creeks and rivers and branches, and grows along where skullcap grows. And this plant, it'll cure a snake bite. And the fact of the business is, the snakes will even eat it to kill when they're fighting another snake. And it makes a fine cough remedy. It's a good nerve tonic. and you find it along the creeks and rivers and lakes, and it gets about, sometimes it'll get 2 foot high, and had little funny looking seed pods on it. But anyway, it, you use it just like you do the boneset. It's known as false as water boneset. It's good for a cold and a cough and all that kind of thing. It's also wonderful for the nerves. And you just take a handful of it to a quart of water, boil it about 15 or 20 minutes, and strain it, and just take it something like a tablespoonful three or four times a day, or maybe as often as you need it. And it is really wonderful for many different things. And now we've got the sassafras. We used to have to drink the sassafras tea every spring, both black and white, rich and poor. And by the way, the medical people claim that the reason we have so many strokes now and heart attacks is on account of our blood being thick. Well, in my way of thinking, I believe that us drinking that sassafras tea back them days, it